Blog Talk Radio.
Boss Lady Publishing.
Hello?
Hey.
Hi.
Hello?
Hey, how are you?
Hello, Alicia. Are you there?
Hey, I'm here, Bebo. How are you?
Okay, I'm good. I'm well.
Tony's Where's having Tony? A hard time getting in. Hold on.
Okay, because I knew something was going on. I couldn't hear you for a minute either.
Yeah,
so are you excited tonight?
I didn't hear nothing. Definitely, definitely. We
yes.
have a great show.
Yes, we do. And we have a hot topic.
Yes, we do. He's both our man.
Yeah, he's both our man. Mm.
And we got a hot author. Author coming in at 7:30. Sharif
yes.
Jadon. Author of Type Series.
Yes. Very, very well-known series. Good brother. You know. Be happy.
Yes, he is.
Happy that we're the first ones to, you know, get him on the show. Or rather, he's our first guest.
Well, let's kick it off. While we're waiting,
do you have any idea what number he's calling from? So when he does call in, we're all set.
Yes. It's in a.
Just the ordinary area code.
It's in our group. In our group.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Are we on?
Yes.
Hello, everyone.
Oh, hey, Tony Doe.
I couldn't get in.
I know I had a hard time getting in, too. When I was calling in, it kept kicking me out.
Yeah, it does.
So let's
sometimes.
Get everything going, guys.
Yes.
We got a hot show lined
What's
up.
What's up, Tony Doe? Glad you made it. We've all made it. Black talk do that from time to time. So don't worry about
it.
Are you excited?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Are we the only ones on?
No, we're not. There's callers in the queue, and I see some of them have already pressed their ones, but we're going to get to them after you introduce the topic and let them know what's going on.
Okay. You want me to do that right now, my co-host?
Of course.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. Welcome, welcome, everyone, to our very first Writing Royalty Blog Talk Show. I'm honored to have you with us this evening. My name is the fabulous Tony Doe. And just a little bit about myself, I'm an avid reader, and I love supporting talented authors, one of which we have with us this evening. And in case you haven't already met my co-host, I'd like to introduce to you the fabulous Miss Leisha.
Hey, everybody. Again, I want to welcome you all to the clubhouse. My name is Leisha. I am the head of promotions at Boss Lady Publishing, whose CEO is the author with the hottest pen, the boss lady herself, Ms. Nene Capri. I also admin for three other groups on Facebook. Tonight I am super excited and honored to be here because not only do I get a chance to promote the hottest book, I'm also an avid reader myself, and I love this author that we have coming on. He's one of my favorites. And we also have Aaron Bebo on the line. He's the number one stunner, the director with the pen. What's going on, B?
I'm good. I'm good. It's great to be on with you ladies, of course. And I'm definitely excited about the show and our guest tonight. Sharif is a good dude, very consistent, you know. And I'm just happy to be here, you know. I'm ready to set it off.
That sounds like a plan, my co-host. And just to give you an idea of what the Writing Royalty Blog Show is all about, this show is dedicated to the authors and real readers of urban fiction who have love, respect, and honor for the pen. Vic is, he's both our man. Ladies, have you ever felt yourself to be in a situation like that? And for that matter, how about you gentlemen? Well, let me ask one of my co-hosts how she feels about this hot topic, because it's been on my mind all week leading up to this show. Leisha, I know you're a married woman and all, but do you see yourself sharing your husband?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. No such a thing. She don't do that. Mm-mm. No. I do understand that there are people that do that. You know, mm-hmm. It's different folks for different folks. Everybody has their own preference of the things that they want to do, and I can totally mm-hmm. respect that. But for me, myself, no. Mm-mm.
Hmm.
What about you,
Aaron?
Could you be the man in the middle?
Well, I mean, it depends. I don't think that those types, not in a relationship, like if I was just maybe a bachelor or something, I don't think that I could be in a relationship with two women at once, like sharing, like y'all talking about like sharing space and everything, right? Like this ain't no, she's over here, she's over here. This is like we're all like, you know, like Jack Tripper, come and knock on my door type thing.
I think it probably can go both ways. You got some people like that share a space, whether they're married or not, because, you know, they have that show Sister Wives, where they're all in the same space. But just in general, you have people that understanding that they date somebody that dates someone else, and everybody's aware of everybody, and everybody's aware of what everyone is doing, and they're comfortable with that.
Well, I can relate to that, not personally, but seeing that there's so many women to men ratio, that a lot of women do feel themselves in that type of situation. And whether it's right or wrong, it's real today. But I think, Aaron, that we need to let our callers in because the lines are lit up, and let's see how they feel about this situation. Let's bring in our first caller, Aaron.
Yes, the first caller we have on the line is caller 803. Hello, 803. You are on with the people from Writing Royalty.
Hello?
Who are we speaking with?
This is Natasha Shine Ray.
Okay.
Welcome,
hey,
Natasha.
Hey, Natasha. Welcome to the clubhouse.
What's going on?
How are you guys doing? And
well, well, how are you
doing?
Feeling tonight?
And no, sir, I cannot do that. I'm going to kill somebody.
You can't
right,
find
I
it.
I understand
you
that.
I ain't sharing no meat, no man, no nothing.
Wow, you ain't sharing no meat. Okay.
Right, I'm a little done. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm.
Make sure
that's
you fix your plate
to.
Right to fix the first time.
Say again?
No, that was nothing. It was a joke. I just said make sure that they fix their plate right the first time, like they got all their own meat. I feel you. I totally understand.
Don't mind him, Sean.
But do you
nah,
know anyone in that type of situation, Sean? By any
yeah.
chance?
Yeah. I don't know how they do it, but they do it.
So you do see this as a real situation in today's time.
Oh, yeah, it's real.
Mm-hmm. And do you think it takes, like, a special thought process or, you know, you have to be in a special place to be able to do that? You know, like when you see your girlfriends or even guy friends and they're doing that, do you think to yourself, like, they got to be in a special place to be able to deal with all that? Because that is constant drama.
Issues or something. I don't know. If they can't find their own man, they got some insecure issues somewhere.
Well, I mean, what about the people that's their lifestyle, they're swingers, you know, like, I mean.
I don't look like that. I don't know.
No,
I think
okay.
that's taking
you know, like
to a whole. I think that's
yeah,
taking
that's
to a
just,
whole situation, people.
No, I totally understand.
So like
I'm not
said,
saying that I'm a swinger or anything. I'm just saying that it does exist. That's a reality that exists.
Oh,
yeah. And you yeah. know, we can't act like you know, because some people. I mean, a lot of people would probably look at it like, oh, what are they doing? But some people, that's their lifestyle. And,
mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, like I said, it's different strokes for different folks.
Exactly. Like I don't think I could survive a relationship situation with that going on. Just me personally.
Mm-hmm.
But we got some more people out there raising their hands. And also, I see a lot of other people in the queue. If you would like to speak, please press your ones. That's the only way I'm going to know that you would like to comment. But definitely respect your stance on the issue, and we appreciate your call.
No problem.
And I'm going to put you back in the queue, and please continue to listen.
I will.
Okay, thank
bye,
you
guys.
Very much. Yes.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Have
a good evening.
Day,
I'm going to bring in another caller. This is area code 201.
Right.
Okay,
right.
201
right.
has too much background noise. We will definitely not be doing that. No disrespect to anyone. Please tune out your background noise because it disturbs the show when you have a lot of background noise. So please try to keep that down before we bring you in. We would appreciate it. But, I think we should get back on the topic because that kind of threw me off. I think we should regroup and go back into the topic before we try to bring that caller back in.
Okay, well, let's take – can you hear me, Aaron?
Yes.
Okay, let's take the situation with the book author that we have tonight. He has two willing women that are willing to share him in an unusual situation. They're all living together. Now, you can put a different spin on it that way. How would you feel living as a man, living with two women, and neither one of them have a problem with that?
That's what I'm saying. I don't think I could do it. Like, I don't think I could do it. I don't think I have that type of balance in my character, to be honest with you, because it's still two different personalities,
mm-hmm.
even though they may not have a problem with the situation on the surface, I just feel like it'll just, it would drain me. I couldn't, and I don't think I would be able to do it. I don't think, it just wouldn't be for me. I'm not that type of person.
Well, in the book, I don't, because I did. I read 1 through 6. I read the whole type series, desperately waiting on 7. There is some drama in the household, because even though they made this agreement, I'm quite sure they both don't want to share, but they do it. And not only does he have 2 women, he got 2 ride or dies that would probably do whatever they needed to do for him. You know, Tice is a very strong character, and he's a magnet. He's sexy, he's smart, he's strong, so he draws women in. And for the character in the book, there are drama. You can see where it doesn't work all the time. But it's like, we made this agreement, this is what we're going to do. Unfortunately, some things take place that, you know, shake things up. But for them to be able to agree to that, that's something different for me personally. Let's see if we have anybody else in the clubhouse who wants to sound off on this topic.
The phone lines are lit up like crazy, but no one's pressing their 1. I don't want to bring nobody in, and then they say that they ain't have nothing to say.
Okay, if you're in the clubhouse, I want you to push 1 and sound off. We got somebody in the chat room, Jess Rudson. She says, I think most people find themselves in this particular situation and because they allow their emotions to drive them rather than logic.
Huh.
I totally agree.
What particular situation, you mean like a person, the situation you just described, the man living with the 2 women? I think that's a choice.
Right. Well, what she's saying is that they're emotional. Instead of thinking with logic and thinking the whole thing through on, is this how I want to do things? Is this something that I'm going to be able to stick with through the whole time? They just, I want to be with him, and I'm going to do whatever I need to do. And then they get in a situation that's like, no, this is not me. I can't. I got to get rid of her, you know. So it's like, but you didn't think it through before you got there, and you were so into your feelings. So that's the thing about being in your feelings, that it takes you off your square where you're not thinking clearly, and she made a valid point. That is so true. A lot of times people make decisions based on how they're feeling at that point in time.
That's true, and life pretty much gets in the way of that. You know, you encounter certain situations that you didn't see down the road, which is what you're saying in a nutshell. Aaron, you have anyone else that you want to bring in?
I would love to bring in all these callers, but they're not pressing 1. So I guess we're going to continue to carry the topic right on in to our guest, Sharif, and he'll shed, I'm quite sure, a lot more light. But my thing on it is, speaking from the perspective of the book, like you said, there was problems. Like, problems came up. So, like, that situation, that's where I agree with the person in the chat, where that somebody obviously was, they were conflicting in themselves, like, this may not be what I want, because there would be no problem if you just feel like, you know, this is what we doing, this is what we do, it's us 3, then there would really be no problem if everybody was set with that choice. So, you know, obviously everybody's not set with the choice, because maybe the time, the quality of time, whatever it may be that jars the situation out of order, you know, it's just, you know, it wasn't good. So somebody didn't really have a agreement with commitment. Okay, we got some callers now raising their hand. Let me bring in 720. How are you this evening? Who are we speaking with?
Just 720-235-9338.
If you want everybody to have your number, that's exactly who it is.
Yeah,
that's the author. What's
Sharif.
Going on, Sharif?
What's going on, brother? How you doing?
Yeah, That's a Welcome Mile High area code for those that don't know. We about to win the Super Bowl on y'all. So, yeah, I'm here.
Okay, Denver, I feel you.
Welcome to the clubhouse, Sharif. We're honored to have you this evening.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate y'all taking the time to talk to me, and I love to talk to y'all. So, you know.
Y'all, this author right here is so talented, and he is respected for his uncut and entertaining writing style. He always gives the readers something serious to think about and debate on. So for the Type series, for those that have not read the series, we got Team Angie, which is one of the characters in the book, and we have Team Dallas. She's a character in the book who also received herself a spinoff book
right.
that actually drops March 1st. This particular author, though, as a rookie in the book game, he was well-received with his first novel, which was at the age of 30, and that was called Relationship. Then the Type series is the second series, which I might add is one of the most popular and best-selling urban fiction classics. I actually consider Type to be a classic.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
Is. I
appreciate
so I
that. Very widely known. Very, very widely
known.
Yeah, as,
so
as
I wanna
you know,
welcome
and
I want
to... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say I want to welcome you and thank you for coming and kicking in the clubhouse with me. I know you're writing and you're real busy, and I'm glad that you were able to take that time to come and hang with us back.
Yes, we definitely appreciate it. We appreciate you being on time. The first author to set a great example.
Gotta be. I mean, people busy, man. They got things they're trying to do. So, I mean, you got to be on time.
Yeah,
not only on time, but early
that.
Also. Well, I have a question for you.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. This is Tony, Sharif. How are you?
Tony, okay. I got to get the voices down. Okay, cool. Tony? Gotcha.
Yes, this is me. How are you?
I'm great. How about you?
I'm doing well. I've actually only just read Type 1,
okay.
But I do have the other books in my Kindle to read, and Type is a very sexy character. you want to tell us a little bit how you developed him?
I actually was talking to my baby sister, like, in a parking lot. Like, we were sitting in a car, and we just got in there. We was just in the parking lot for about, like, 2 hours just talking about this character. Look, I hadn't written nothing yet, so I just wanted to just embody a person, a man that kind of appealed to every woman. Every woman kind of wants a bad boy. They want a bad boy, but they want him to also have a heart, you know what I mean, and kind of have, you know, certain morals to him, so I kind of combine those things and just, okay, what would be the ideal man for, you know, the majority of women out there? So that's kind of the direction I went with Ty. So I think I kind of accomplished that because, I mean, he got a lot of fans out there that think he's real. So I wish that he was.
I think you did an exceptional job with creating Ty. And I love what the letters stand for. If anyone doesn't know what that is, which I find it hard to believe, you want to tell them what the TICE letters stand for?
Tough, young, cute, and exceptional.
All right, now.
Yeah, he got
and
that
he
name.
Is.
yeah, I mean, I'm blessed to have a series that, you know, that's selling well, doing well, you know, and continues to have a following. You know, as Aaron knows, I mean, it don't start out that way. You know,
yeah, definitely.
Now, did you find any? Did you have anything particularly challenging with creating this character and writing this book and bringing it all together for not just one, but six? Because this Types 1 through 6. It's a whole series. Did you find any challenges in doing that?
You know, I think the main challenge I had was keeping everything fresh and just not. You know, just not getting way too out of control with it. Like, come on, now that couldn't really happen, or you know, okay, now you're just starting to get silly, you know, stuff like that. So I had to keep it kind of relevant and real, and that was,
yeah,
like a challenge for it, you know what I mean? Because, you know, most authors, you know, they have a successful series, but only last maybe, you know, three books at the most, and then, you know, the readers start to get disinterested. So, you know,
mm-hmm,
just keeping that flow going and keeping people ready for the next book, and, you know, I think that was a challenge. But, hey, you know, that's why,
okay,
I do what I do. You know, you got to keep it going.
Yeah,
definitely. Right. Now,
congratulations
speaking of the next
on that.
Thank you, man. Thank you. I mean, coming from you, man, that's special. I mean, you a vet.
Nah, man, I'm not as special. We all special. You earn everything that you got and more. Like, there's still more people out there that you gonna reach, cause you're a staple. You know, you like you said, they think it's real. So you created a brand right there. So it's here. You here.
Yeah, I appreciate that, man. And like I said, it wasn't easy, man. You know how it goes. You gotta put that work in. So
yes, we gotta call. Somebody probably wanna talk to you. I don't. Do you want to take some callers now? Do you want to speak to the people?
Nah, yeah. That's fine.
Okay.
Let's
okay. I'm going to take 404. You are now live.
Hello.
Hello. Who are we speaking with?
Danita.
Danita.
Welcome, Anita.
Hey. Welcome to the clubhouse.
Oh, thank you. Is Sharice there?
Yes,
yes,
he is.
I'm
yes,
here.
Okay, I'm just making sure. I wanted to say hello to everyone and to say I'm truly honored to be on the phone to speak with you guys.
Thank you for joining us and tuning in this evening and sharing your time with us. We appreciate you.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Yes, for Sharice. Now, you know, I had already read Bad Girls and Open Late before we were in contact on Facebook.
Okay.
So afterwards, I tried Tice, the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I read it, I was like, oh, my God, so I'm going to purchase the other two.
Right.
Then when I did, once I read the third one, I did Code of Conduct. Then I finished it off and did the other three. So you know I was waiting for Dallas to come. I'm quite sure.
Yeah, because you read them all in sequence. So you ride along with me every page.
Yeah. But my question to you tonight is, because I love all of your books, is how do you put yourself in the frame of mind to write books of that stature where everyone is off the charts?
Like a lot of people ask me that. Like, so for me, I write at night, like when the house is quiet, and other authors have, you know, certain things that they do. I know Aaron probably has his really good time that he likes to write. So I'm sure anybody can share that with you. But for me, it's at night. And to get my mind right, I just got to kind of take about 2 weeks, you know, somewhere in there, just to kind of just go through the storyline in my mind, my head. And if it's something that I wouldn't want to read, then I don't write.
Right. Okay.
And then I do draw a lot of inspiration from, you know, believe it or not, like Tupac and Lil Wayne. Tupac,
no.
That's like really crazy, but like Lil Wayne's wordplay and Tupac's passion, that's what kind of, you know, gets me in the mood to write every time. Like, I mean, because Tupac, his passion, like, and like the word that he writes, because after all, rap is just writing. You just, you know, you write something down, and then you say it, and you sing it. But initially, it starts on the page. So his passion and Lil Wayne's wordplay always get me in the mood to just go hard. So, you know.
Okay.
Okay, I can see that now. I understand it. Okay.
That's what's
Well, I really appreciate it, and I always recommend your book. So, you know, it was nice talking to you. I know you probably got a lot of other people to talk to, but I will be waiting for Dallas. You already know.
Yes.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm sorry. Quit.
No. Go ahead, brother. I was just going to tell you the phone line is jumping for you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
So, thank you, Anita, for calling in and taking that time. I know you're busy, and I hope Dallas is well worth the wait. And thank you for rocking with me from, you know, saying from open late right on up to Dallas. I appreciate it.
Sir. Of course, and always will be here. And before I forget, congratulations. Okay.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. All right. Bye-bye.
Yes, thank you for calling and have a good evening.
Thank you, Lana.
Enjoy the show.
Thank you. Bye.
We're going to take this next. Yes, there is. There's another caller in the queue, 864. We're going to take your call. Good evening.
What's up,
what
everybody?
With?
It's Ashley Nicole.
Ashley Nicole, what's good? I like your energy. What's going on?
You jump
right
here.
You jump right
here. Sublisha.
What's going on?
Sharice. Sharice.
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
Okay. I just want to say, I actually like this heist series, but I just want to know, plan on killing Dallas, because I need her to die. Like, I need her gone.
Man, you wouldn't believe how many emails I get, like, please kill her. Like, you need to just off her, and Tice need to be with Angelique. Why y'all don't like Dallas so much? Like, what does she do, y'all? Like, I don't understand. Because
Dallas is whack. She need to go get her own man. Hop off of her. And Angelique's stupid for even letting her be involved. So
see, now that's what they was talking about before on the show. That's what Aaron and Leisha and Tony were talking about, that threesome type thing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it works, sometimes it don't.
Tyson, lucky guy, I guess, in a sense. But at the same time, he's dumb because women is crazy. But
well,
I just want to call in.
Dallas is not going to die.
You know what?
I don't have a lot of emails saying, why'd you kill her? You know, so I can't. I can't.
Well, see, look, Dallas herself and her golden showers need to go jump off a cliff. Because nobody will hear her.
Oh,
like,
now see,
uh-huh.
That's why the title of the book is Dallas, the Bitch You Love to Hate. Because she got a lot of haters out there. And that's why I did
now
that.
Now, you know you can't put Dallas and Love in the same sentence.
Hi, yeah, well, I'm there.
I just wanted to call in and show my support.
Ashley,
we gotta appreciate
you.
I believe Leisha
has
a question for you.
Wants you to sit back and enjoy the show. No, that was Tony. I was trying to ask a quick question.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well,
I definitely have
a question. Go ahead, Leisha. I definitely have a question. Tell us about Dallas. Tell us about the book, Dallas. Tell us how you're going to, me personally, I am Team Angie. I'm going to say this until the end. Sharice already knows this.
I personally think
Dallas is a bird. He says she's not, but I believe she is. Tell us about her book. Tell us about her series.
I got to kind of be careful, because for those that ain't really kind of read, like, you know, 4, 5, and 6, just kind of catching up, so I can't really give too much away. For her, it's a coming out party, I would say. I'm just trying to show, like, allow her to tell her side of the story by just giving her the platform. You know what I mean? So there's a lot of interesting things that are going to happen in that book, but it's basically just to solidify her spot as her own woman. You know, she's been involved in this love triangle, you know, for 6 books now. So I want her to break away, you know, and really kind of show that, you know, she don't need no man. You know what I mean? Regardless, if it is tough, young, cute, and exceptional. You know what I mean? So you know, I'm just trying to show that, you know, just empower her character. But I can't really give nothing away. You know what I mean? Because it's not, you know.
That's hot. That's important, too. You know, that's definitely important. So
I'm going to set that example for women, you know?
Yeah. And just even as a writer, from the creative perspective of just, you know, you created all this hate for her through all these people, and now you're setting her aside, and maybe people may even look at her different.
But yeah, that's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping people, like, say, okay, you know what? You know, she ain't that bad. Like, you know, she does have some qualities that I like, you know?
Yeah, mm-hmm. After watching her in her own situation.
That. Right. And how she moves off
from it,
how
she
recovers.
I get it. For real.
Yeah,
Sharice, I have a question.
Oh, okay, another question. Go ahead.
No,
okay,
this
go
is
ahead.
Tony Sharice.
Okay.
based on our topic this evening, he's both our man. And based on the phenomenal story that you created with Tice, have you personally found yourself to be the man in the middle? Are you writing some experience, some fantasy? How would you say that?
Kind of a little bit of both. I've been in a situation where, you can call it love or whatever, but I've had strong feelings for two women at the same time, I'm kind of writing from, an angle where I kind of know about it, but not like this, fiction is kind of, exaggerated, but, I have had feelings for two women at the same time, and it's not easy, at all.
Sometimes the best fiction comes from a little bit of truth, and obviously you've conquered that.
Oh yeah, you write what you know, and you can tell when somebody's like really reaching, I've never sold drugs in my life. That's why Tice got an anti-drug policy. I'm not about to write about selling crack or heroin when I don't know nothing about it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't tend to go outside my boundaries too much, but
so you stay in your lane, so to speak.
I do stay in my lane, and I keep it straight. I may swerve a little bit, but I ain't about to go over there and talk about some stuff I don't know nothing about,
All right. I apologize.
Now, as an author, go ahead, Tony.
No, I'm done. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, now as an author, what is your writing process? Like, how long does it take you from start to finish to do your book? And the Skittles that Tice loves, are those Skittles your favorite?
Yeah, I love Skittles. I'm like Marshawn Lynch. I love Skittles, man. I eat them all the time. So I threw that in there. But the process for me, it depends on how the book is flowing, I'm sure Aaron can attest to that. Sometimes you just get into a zone for like a week, You just like bam, 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 Then you hit a brick wall and you got to walk away from it for a week, So it kind of just depends on the book, So typically it's anywhere from 2 months to 6 months.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, like
Now, what are your ambitions? Go ahead.
My ambition?
Your ambition for your writing career.
Man, just to get just bigger and better, Like, I got, nice following now, but, it's, millions of people that I ain't even reached yet, so I'm trying to get you there, So just, one book at a time, one person at a time. So my ambition is among the top-rated, male urban fiction authors in the U.S. Like, that's my ambition. It'd be top five, alive.
That's good. That's positive. That's something always to continue. We should all be reaching for that. I'm reaching for that as well. Like, we should all be striving towards something, big. Something,
yes, sir.
And you definitely, on the right path already. You got, a strong series behind you, strong following. Your following can only get bigger. I'm sure you gonna meet some people tonight that's listening to the interview. They're gonna be curious and they're gonna wanna go check out your work. So it gets bigger, right? Yeah. I'm sure some people are on the line. There's definitely people on the line. There's somebody on the line right now. Let me bring them in because they've been holding for a minute. They're going to curse me out. 240, you are live with us this evening. How are you?
Hello, everyone. I'm good. You're right, Eric. I'm going to cuss you out.
Hi, everybody. Man. This is Papaya.
Papaya, what's
hey,
going
Papaya.
On?
Hey, Papaya.
Hey. When you said that, I bust out laughing because that's how I was like, I know he see my hair.
Nah. See, and you know what? I didn't even know that was you, but I'm glad that I answered because the fact that you would have been thinking that I thought it was that I knew it was you would have been a whole bigger issue.
I was just calling in to show Sharice my support. I really like his writing. He's a humble dude, And he's just out there doing his thing. So I was just calling
in
to show my support. I love the show. You guys are doing a great job. And I was just supporting y'all when I said, I was like, oh, I got to call in. So I had to hurry up and do what I did so I can call in and helping this little boy with his homework at the last minute. So I'm not going to hold y'all up. But I just wanted to want y'all to know that I'm supporting you guys.
Thank you.
Thank
we,
you.
We really
thank
appreciate
you. So much,
you. Yes,
thank
we
you
appreciate
welcome.
You for sharing your time.
You're welcome. No problem. And one of the ladies answered my question, so I'm not going to ask the question, but it was when she asked you, did you put some of your life experience into the book? That's what I was going to ask. I was like, that is
oh, yeah, yeah, I did, yeah. Papa, my girl, man, like she already knows, so I appreciate you taking the time to call in. You already know I put them all into the book, including from my own experience. So.
Yes, and let me tell you, speaking on the behalf of the readers, we do appreciate that very much.
Yes?
Hi, this is Tony Doe, and I apologize for taking your question.
Oh, it was Tony. I got my outlet.
Well, it was my pleasure to meet you this evening, Papaya.
You too. You guys have a good night.
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening. Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Good evening. Goodbye. So, back to live action. I got a question.
All right.
People often talk about how these series, and you've had success. Like, you know, everybody's calls in, they know your series. You've gone beyond three. Because like you said, most of the times, once you get to three, it's like kind of like a, you know, you might squeeze one more out of there, but after that, like, come on, stop playing around. So,
yeah.
Like, you've been successful to go beyond that, and not only that, to create a spinoff. Do you think that you have the capabilities to take this series to, like, where James Patterson took Alex Cross, series?
You know, I didn't think I would get this far. You know, I mean, I actually didn't even plan on writing a Tice 2. Until like I reached a certain amount of sales as far as Tice 1 go, and then before I knew it, I was like, oh man, I gotta start writing too. So, you know, I think the sky's the limit. I got some things coming up next year that I'm gonna do with the Tice series, but you know, as you know, Aaron, you gotta be careful how you drop stuff out there, and you don't know who's listening. So,
I
gotta keep it under wraps. You know what I'm saying? So. I do got some plans for the Tice series coming up. Just kind of do a little something different with it, but you know, we'll see how big it can get. January 1st, 2015. So.
I definitely see you. I definitely don't feel that your march is gonna stop. You know, you stomping loud, and you got a vision. You're going towards your goals.
Yeah, ambitious. I mean, I want to make Tice, like, his character, make him appeal to more and more people. Like I said, I think I just scratched the surface as far as people who haven't met Tice that would like him instantly, you know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to get to those people. So as long as I can get new readers, and then, it's no end to it, but I do plan to kind of do something real special come January 1st, 2015, the actual date after the 1st of January 2015. I'm doing something completely new with the whole Tice thing, but we'll see how it goes.
Well, I definitely wish you success. I think you're going to have success anyway, but I definitely wish you success. I'm very impressed with the way you've carried the series on. You know what I mean?
I appreciate that.
Like, definitely.
Now, I do have a question.
Go ahead.
I do have a question. Now, urban fiction has gotten a lot of negative press as being called just a bad influence on the youth and perpetuating black stereotypes and just not having positive black role models in them. What are your thoughts about that? And how are you able to bring those positive characteristics
Let's see. I think just urban fiction and stuff. I mean, anything like that. We're talking about like movies like Boys in the Hood or, you know, urban fiction. I think, you know, it, you know, artists kind of mimic, you know, society. They just do it in an artistic way. So, I mean, overall, I mean, there's not very many positive, you know, black role models out there to begin with, you know. So can't really point to figuring out urban fiction, you know, for just putting a mirror up, you know what I'm trying to say, you know, for everybody.
Right.
You know, yeah, I mean, like, I mean, don't blame me, you know what I mean? I'm just writing what I see, you know, basically. So, I mean, you can't really blame the artist for doing that, you know. But I think as authors, we do have a responsibility to, you know, put that mirror up at the same time, you know, maybe put something in the pages that gives somebody, you know, something to think about, you know, or teach them something, or maybe give them a different route. That's like the anti-drug route with Tice. From the gate, I had him make that stance, and he didn't, you know, waver on that throughout the series, you know. So maybe that message in there, you know, telling that story, maybe another author can be like, yo, I mean, you ain't got to be the trap star, dope boy, you know what I'm saying? Sharif had a character that, you know, was anti-drugs from the gate, and he still sold books, you know what I mean? So I'm thinking, you know, maybe I can go that route, you know what I mean, to have a, you know, stuff in my book that has a, you know, positive message into it. So I think we do have a responsibility to kind of just, you know, go against the grain a little bit, you know?
I definitely understand that.
I respect it.
Now,
it takes the writing to the next level as well. It keeps it alive, and it takes it to the next level. It shows that it doesn't have to be just this, because there's so many different things under the urban umbrella, you know?
It
so
is.
To just focus on just drugs or, you know, anything, you know, that's just so specific when it's such a wide array of things, you know, I definitely, like I said, you know, I'm impressed, you know. I appreciate you. You deserve to be here and keep doing your thing.
Yeah, I plan to, man. I plan to. So. Yeah, I just, you know, it's easy to write about the drugs and stuff like that, you know, the hoes and the pimps, you know what I'm saying? But, okay, can you write about the hoes and the pimps and still give somebody, like, like, wow, you know what I mean? Can you get in that moment, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I definitely understand that. Now, I do want to ask about your book cover, because that first book cover for the Tice one had the back with the tattoo on it. It was nice and broad. Who creates your book covers? Who designs them?
Oh, this cat by the name of T.J. Anderson. So he's done, like, that most recent Dallas cover that I dropped today. That's on my page. He did that one. He's been doing all my covers. I'm loyal, man. I stay with somebody, and other people have asked me, yo, let me do your covers, man, da 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 da. Check me out, but, you know, as long as you don't come to my house and punch me in the face and call me a bitch, I'm like, you know, I'm gonna rock with him.
Nah, that's,
you know,
good.
Take a lot, man, you know what I'm saying? Get me off your team.
It's another great part of the business, branding. That's how branding
starts,
too, dealing with good people, continued service, forging better relationships over time.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. And then they already kind of know what you want.
Do you do different book covers? Like, do you get, like, different people for your book covers there?
I do get different people. Because you know what, to be honest with you, I'm not a book cover guy. Like, I'm not. I will tell people that immediately. Like, I don't have any visual eye for that. Even knowing the story, I can't be like, you know, because I'm gonna go too far. You know, like, for real.
I have a question, Sharif. This is Tony again.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
What books or authors have influenced your writing? Like, did you grow up reading certain authors and that just got that writing bug within yourself? Is there anyone that stands out in your mind?
You know, the book that comes to mind that I read, which I'm probably going to trip out, is like when I was in like the fourth grade, I read Where the Red Fern Grows. You know,
yeah.
That book about that boy and his two dogs?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Man, I love that book. That's like my favorite book.
That's
what got me like interested in reading the first place. I was like, man, this book is great. But then later on, you know, like, you know, the all time, I don't care who you is, the king of urban lit to me is Iceberg Slim.
I kind of got to agree, because his language, like the way he affects it and the way he delivers it, is just
real, man. It's just real.
Yeah.
It's easy to understand. It's hard.
Like he delivers it at a top level, really, for any genre. Like you can hand his books to anybody and they're going to immediately become interested. Because they're going to know that they're dealing with somebody that's highly capable with language, no matter what the story is.
Exactly. It's like he's giving you urban fiction. Even if you don't like urban fiction, you just got to respect the way he's giving it to you. You know what I mean? You're like, hey,
yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. James Patterson.
I remember. Right.
Well, that's where Alex Cross is. He lives in an urban environment. I think he's from Detroit. They live in Detroit somewhere or something. Like, that's urban.
Yeah.
Do you think
Tyler Perry was the right person to play him?
No. I mean, that's just me the whole time I ain't listening. Tyler, if you're listening, I love you, baby, but that wasn't you. But I don't think Tyler's the right person to try to redo Malcolm X.
Yeah, I ain't think so either, man.
I don't know why Tyler keeps trying to get into all these roles that have been launched. Maybe he just feels a certain way about how these movies were made the first time around.
This is something new on me. I didn't know that he was, like, what did you say about Malcolm X?
I think he's recreating the movie.
Malcolm X?
Yeah, he had promotional posters and everything.
Oh,
yeah,
wow, I didn't know that.
I mean, I'm probably looking it up online.
You could probably look it right up. Yeah, you could definitely look it up online because I've seen it online. Like, you could look it up online. And he had the promotional posters. He's on there. He's playing Malcolm. Like, he ain't one of the other Muslims. He's Brother Shabazz. And, yeah.
Damn.
You know,
wow.
He might have abandoned the idea, but I don't know. He really had the promotion. He had the promotional posters and everything. Like, he was, like, showing, like, it was filmed already. Like, yo, this is a go.
Are you serious?
Oh, wow.
I didn't know that. I mean, hey, as far as I'm concerned, you know, that movie was done and over with when Spike Lee and Denzel Washington got on it.
Exactly.
I mean, it ain't broke. Like, they did it. If you want to watch Malcolm X, just watch that movie again.
I don't know if he's trying to prove he's a better writer than Spike or Alex Haley at this point. I'm like, I don't know what he's doing.
I'm going to say right now that I'm feeling some kind of way because the only people that have been calling in other than Ashley Nicole have been Team Dallas. Do we have any Team Angies out here? Let's get Team Angie on here because we feel that Angie deserves to have a book.
I think we want to
get some callers and see if we got some Team Angies in the house.
I think 803 might have press they one again. Hello?
Hello?
You're back with us.
Hey.
I see you're still tuning in.
Yeah. Sharice Nodell got played in traffic and got ran over. I'm Team Edge all the way.
Who's this?
What's your name or where you call us from?
Luke Dunn. I'm from Orangeburg.
Yeah.
Hey, Doug, what's going
on? Yeah, she was on with us.
Oh, okay, you know before.
Oh, this is Natasha.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, before Sharice got here.
Okay,
let me
just tell you that I do have a book coming out after this one. It's called Tyson Angelique. So they're going to have their own book. And it's going to be all about
that's
that.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, so y'all can, like, put down the gun, you know, stop aiming at the book cover. Drop the gun.
Dallas ain't with traffic. Nobody cares about no Dallas.
I care about Dallas. Dallas go hard for her man. You can't tell her that. You can't say she don't maybe misguided, but she goes hard.
I don't know. I don't want to give away the story for those who have not read it, but I can think of some times that she went hard that she needed to go in the opposite direction. You know?
Right.
But some things that she did wasn't kosher. I'm just saying.
True, because
but I haven't
some things
that
Angelique did that wasn't kosher.
No, that is for the ultimate card. You don't know. No.
Yeah, there was just some things that you just don't do. And for all of those that have not gotten that type series, I'm telling you right now, you need to get it. He has a book. he has a group of books that he has packaged where you get the 1 through 6. If you have not read it, I'm telling you right now, y'all got to get it and read it before Type 7 comes out.
Yeah, yes, man. The box set just came out today, 1 through 6.
Yeah, so make sure y'all go check that out because as y'all can see, the callers are calling in. Everybody know what's going on with this man and these characters in this book. So that means you need to get in the know. And he got the package deal for y'all today.
And
oh, yeah.
It's a steal.
Oh, yeah.
You're getting a steal with that because buying all of them separately, you're paying way more.
You don't got to wait. The weekend's coming up. You could just go right into it.
Yeah, ain't it snowing out there? Like in New York, y'all need to just like curl up with a blanket and just go through the whole series.
I'm gonna rip that. I'm with
all 7. Yeah, okay, yeah. 7's coming this summer. It'll be out there like May or June.
I'm really thank God you, and because I support you, I ain't nosy. I'm gonna read Dallas.
Okay, right. I'm hoping that all the Angelique fans be like, yeah, I'm about to read this
book.
I want y'all to read it.
It's not going to happen. But I'm going to
read it just to be nosy. That's why we're going to read it. We want
to
find out some things.
I'm not asking you to, like, you know, to be her best friend. I'm just asking you to, you know, just to read it. Just, you know, give her a shot.
Oh, most definitely. Because I support you. Yes.
I appreciate that.
Kick rocks. She can kick rocks.
I appreciate that.
I want to thank you
for
calling in a second time, Miss Mack. I want you to hang on and enjoy the show.
Yes, we definitely appreciate you for sharing your time. Two thumbs up.
You guys have a great night. Love the show.
Thank you for supporting.
We love you back.
All right, we have anyone else holding?
No, we don't, because let me tell you something about Blog Talk. We have people holding, but what happens is there's like I know y'all see all them ones, that number of all them ones, that's a prank call. We don't answer those ever because that's somebody playing around. Like when you see the numbers with all the ones, so whoever that is, we're definitely not answering you because we already know that it's not you.
Yeah, we have some other callers. I have a question.
Okay.
Now, Sharif, with your journey into the writing industry, now, right now, are you're independent, but have you ever been signed to a label?
No, I have not been signed to a label. I've gotten a lot of offers, but I'm not signed, nor have I been signed. So I'm like you know, I'm solo dolo out here. You know, I've been doing it full time for about 3 years, so I've been fortunate enough to keep the lights and heat on, you know, me and the keyboard.
That's what's important. For real.
You already know.
Like, at the end of the day, like, that's very important, and it's beautiful that you have been that fortunate. And, you know, you have nowhere to go but up. Like, you're going to grow. For sure, because your series is tight, and the people love it, you know?
Yeah, I appreciate that. I got to keep it moving, you know? I got to keep up putting these books, so I got to stay busy, you know?
Yes. I see all your other callers out there, but y'all need to press 1, because I don't know if y'all want to speak to this man unless y'all press 1, or if y'all want to just speak to the topic itself. You know.
Which is a hot topic.
Yes.
Yes,
it is
a hot topic.
He's
both our men. Yeah, I mean, this series is perfect for that because he was both Angelique and Dallas's man, a lot of people got turned off to this series. Like, you don't believe how many people called me. I mean, like, they left me bad reviews. They was like, nah, I ain't feeling that. So, da-da-da-da, 2 stars. I'm like, okay, it ain't you. It's in a relationship. All right.
Yeah, that's when you know you wrote a great book, when people start hating the characters.
Right.
Or loving them. If they hate them or love them, it's a win.
A win-win situation.
Yeah, because you've done your job well. You create a feeling and brought that brought that character to life. Because once it gets inside somebody else, they walking with that.
Oh yeah, well they definitely not liking Dallas and loving Angelique, so you know.
And that's
sometimes
good.
Now
the way it's cool.
Sometimes
your characters, Dallas and. Go ahead, Tom.
Sometimes even those that don't like a certain character will still follow a series just to see where that story goes. You know what I'm saying? Because
mm-hmm.
they want to know if what they preconceived the situation to be, they want to see if it will actually play out.
True,
yeah.
True. I'm glad they tuned in. That's all. True.
With Dallas and Angelique, are they based off of people you personally know, or are they just based? Are their characters just based off of just multiple different characteristics of women?
Yeah, there's kind of multiple, you know, characteristics of women. I mean, some women I've come across, you know, personally, do that just may say something or do something. You know, I may put that in there. You know, so it just it's kind of based off women in general. Kind of my experience, and I got 3 sisters, you know, so, and dated women and all of that. So I mean, just a whole compilation of like, oh, just all kind of women. So
okay. I can definitely feel that. Now, have you written under? And I know a lot of authors have done this. Have you written under any other name but yours?
No, I haven't, but I'm about to, you know, I'm just try to write like 2 books under a different pen name, you know, just kind of, you know, experimenting, you know, just trying to see different genres, you know, kind of see what's up, but I don't want to lose my urban fiction base, you know, so, you know, it's kind of tricky, you know, for an author, you know what I mean? I know Aaron can kind of kind of feel what I'm saying, like, you know, if you're going to write a romance novel, or something like that, you know, your urban fiction readers are something like, ah, what the hell is this? You know what I'm saying? I always type 7.
You know,
yeah.
Like, you fell off. Yeah,
right.
They'll be thinking you fell off. You wrote an excellent romance novel as well.
Right. Yeah, they want to keep you in this little box. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, this is where I found you. This is where I want to keep you. But you're right over here. You know what I mean? So, but often sometimes want to break out of that. So I think I'm going to do that this year.
That's the beautiful thing about your series, though, because it's like, you know, your series is a branded name, you know, so even if you go off and explode somewhere else, you know, you can always come back to that series and still have that strength. The people love your series, you know what I mean? You good.
Yeah, I appreciate that, man. I just want them to get out, like to come out and, you know, come out and support. Like for me, like on my side of it, and I know a lot of authors share this, you know, frustration. Like, is it good and a bad thing to have a successful theory? You know what I'm saying? Because people get used to you writing, you know, for instance, Tice, and then when you write something else, they don't come out as hard for it. I mean, like, and for me, I'm like, man, if I gave you 6 books and all of them was hot, why wouldn't you, you know what I'm saying, automatically cop anything else I write that ain't Tice related?
Uh-huh.
That's my thing. But then the readers are they just kind of associate you with that series, and then are, you know, not all of them, but some of them are reluctant, you know, to, like, to, I don't know why.
I think what it is with that, especially concerning urban fiction, like, urban fiction is almost so specific. But really, it's such as, like I was saying earlier, it's broad, but it's so specific. Like, most people expect just certain things when they hear urban, because they're not thinking, you know, there is an urban romance story. Like, everything in the hood is not falling apart for everybody.
Right.
You know, so, like, but when you take it away from, when they hear urban, they're immediately expecting to, like, read something that's dark and full of peril or something like that. So, you know, you have a core readership, and then you do have those other readers that come in that are just truly readers and enjoy reading and can just see who you are as a writer and really just love you as a writer. But a lot of times they're not as strong in numbers as your core,
right.
So that's why it looks like, you know. But see, that's what I'm saying. You could go somewhere else under another name and explode, or you under your same name, you just start, you know, marketing to other people.
Yeah,
outside of urban fiction.
But as a fan, I would honestly say, because you write so well, you actually type of partially a romance novel. So if you went all romance, I'm quite sure that your fans or your the people that are following you, I'm quite sure that they will enjoy it. If you decided to go and do like a more like an Alex Cross type series, I'm sure that they will go there too, because you put both of those elements in the Thai series. And the Thai series isn't your only series that you put those two elements in, which means that if you were to venture off into that, I think that they would bandwagon and go right on with you and read.
I hope so, because as long as they're reading, I'm writing. You know, I plan to do this until I'm 97, so, you know, I
that's what's
up. There's like a whole 50 books out there by the time I'm done with it, so.
But before we take another caller, Sheree, this is Tony again, and just to reiterate, we're really excited to have you in the clubhouse tonight. It's an honor to speak with you. But to piggyback on what Lisha was just speaking of, you know, some readers get so locked in on, like, a series or a character that they get comfortable and they don't want to stray away from that. So any true reader has to give other characters a chance, just like they gave Tice a chance. You understand what I'm saying?
Right. I do.
So that's just... Just try to be open as a fan. I do have my favorites, but I do also try to bring in new characters into my life because they do become a part of your life.
That's what I want, you know what I mean? Y'all like this, to just really just envelop these characters and, you know, and take them on, you know. And he's like, he's so huge, like, as far as my fan base is concerned, like, he's such an over-the-top, you know, character that sometimes he outshines me. Like y'all know I wrote this book, right? Like, you know, that's, like, you know what I'm trying to say?
Right.
Like, you know, he ain't write himself. He ain't write the book himself. I said, that's me on the, you know, that's my name on the cover. You know, but, yeah, it's like, you know.
But Aaron, you want to bring another caller?
Let's get some other bosses in to just come in and kick it with Sharif. Let's bring in some other bosses.
Okay. 201, you are in live action with us.
Welcome to the clubhouse.
Hello, how are you? Hey.
How are you?
Hey.
Oh, we already know who that is.
It's the boss lady.
It's
what's
the boss
going
lady.
On?
Oh, man.
Hey, boss lady.
To maintain. This is the one and only Nene Capri.
Everybody, fix your desk. Fix your desk.
Oh, God. Fix your desk.
Right. Put your lunch away. Put your lunch away.
Oh, man. Not
hey,
much.
Boss
I'm
lady.
Just sitting here listening. Hey, ladies. I'm just sitting here listening. Hey, Aaron. Sharif, I'm honored that you took our first invitation to come out and share your work with us and share it with the readers. This project is just getting started, and we have wonderful things coming, and we are happy that we were able to jump this show off with you. You know, such a talented author. You have given, you know, the readers, you know, so much of yourself and your pen and your personality. And, you know, it's writers like you that make one clicking and running out and, you know, being on time to catch those paperbacks. It makes it worth it, you know. And I'm honored that I can follow behind such pens as yours, you know, and come into the game and have you guys headlining so we can try to put our pen next to yours. And, you know, thank you very much, you know, for coming out and sharing pieces of yourself with the author so they can know the authors behind the pen. You know, we're really, 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 really honored. The interview is going well. I don't really have much. I'm just excited, you know, about the whole experience.
You about to make me cry over here, man. You came on just, you know. Man, it's just,
my bad.
This is better than Obama's State of Union address yesterday. You know, you're coming on.
That's why they don't let me come on. That's why they keep me on mute. They keep me on mute because I don't know how to act. They let me out into the clubhouse. I just knock all the papers down onto the floor and everything.
I'm really honored because I'm looking right now. I got my laptop in front of me, and I got I'm on Amazon right now, and I got Trust No Bitch by you and Cash.
Oh man!
And look, y'all got 193 reviews, and you got a 4.9 ranking out of 5 stars. Anybody
wow.
who know anything about writing, that right there. It's unheard of.
Does it all.
4.9
exactly.
out of 5 stars, 193 reviews.
Wow.
Like, for real. And that's why I'm saying, like, yeah, you excited. I'm excited to be here.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
And
hold on. I want to add one more thing. And the book ain't 99 cents. Y'all still doing it like that. I'm done with it. I'm done with it.
Yeah.
We proud. You know, I'm
wow.
I'm honored. I'm grateful, and I love the bosses. You know, I don't call them, you know, fans. I call them bosses because, you know, they write the checks. You know, they set the pace. They set the tone for what it is
yes,
that
man.
They expect out of reading. And I try to do the best that I can to give them, you know, what they want. You guys were just touching on switching from, you know, genres or switching characters. I just took a big leap of faith and changed the way that I'm writing characters in my new book that's coming out, Tainted. And
mm-hmm.
that's coming out, and I'm like, oh, my goodness, you fear, like, are they going to like them as much as they like the characters from the Pussy Trap? You know, so you're nervous because they latch on to your first work and, your first great, and you'd be like, oh, my goodness, what's going to happen? But, you know, me and Cash drop Trust No Bitch, and they love the characters and that. We're hoping that, you know, we can continue the success of giving them people that they can relate to and they can see themselves in, and if not see themselves in, can at least say, wow, I wish I had that, or I wish that was me, you know.
Right.
So, yeah, we're blessed. You know, we're truly, truly, truly blessed, and I'm happy that the readers are feeling us the way they are, and I thank them.
Yeah,
yeah,
Nene Capri is a signature. Nene Capri is
a signature.
Well,
I'm just going to put this out here.
Oh,
I
man.
Think that Tice and Kayshawn should do some business. I'm just saying. He might need, you know, Tice got a nice little gunplay on him. He know how to handle his business. I think they should do a little business together. I'm just saying. That would be a nice little spin.
Me and Sharice have to talk on the side. You know, bosses, you know, they do their dirty body lonely.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
right,
saying?
Exactly.
You know what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Right. But, you know, you can always team up with somebody who's on your level. You know what I'm saying? You team up, y'all make it sweet.
No witness, there's no case. You know what I'm saying? That's not a private conversation. That's a private conversation. You never know. You never know.
Yeah. You know, and
right.
the readers don't really understand, like, you know, when an author drops, man, that first day, we nervous too, man. We like pacing that thing, like, yo, okay, what's the ranking that? Like,
oh, man,
I rank this and that. And then when that first rank comes, like, oh, okay, yeah, okay, it's cool. They feel it.
Yes.
Like, you know, they don't really know what we go through.
Yes, my stomach be messed up. I'm like, oh, my goodness. Just waiting like an anxious little parent, just sitting there biting your nails, looking like waiting
right.
for the first review to pop up or somebody to
right.
get your inbox on Facebook, like, did you like it?
Right.
It is.
Now tell us what we can expect, though. Other than Dallas, what other projects do you have in the mix?
We know about the
Type spinoff you got going on in 2015. I know you got some other things cooking.
Oh, we got of course, Dallas coming up March 1st. Tyson Angelique coming up after that. I got Tyson 7 coming up after that. It's probably going to be the end of the series, you know, but, you know, hey, who knows. But in my head, it's the end, but if y'all want more, I'll give you more. Then me and June Miller got a book coming out June 1st. Untitled, but we're working on it.
Shout out to June Miller. That's my guy, yo. June Miller's that dude.
Official.
June Miller's that dude. Shout big shout to June Miller.
Yes.
No doubt. I know that's gonna be hot.
Oh yeah, man. we trying to do something real different, you know, on a collab tip again. You know, no leaks. You don't want nobody, you know, jumping off like yo, you know, trying to do it first and sloppy. So we gonna do it first and right, you know, and anybody else come after that, it just had to be, you know, second. So we gonna do that coming out this summer, and again, I'm about to write under a different pen name, you know. I'm doing that. And then 2015, I'm doing something real crazy with the Tide series. So, you know, I'm sure you're going to see it and hear about it. So.
Okay,
so
That was one of my questions before you brought up Jill Miller. Would you ever collaborate with another author?
Yeah, I would love to. I mean, I've been looking for, you know, just the right fit, you know what I mean? And, you know, me and June been talking about it for a minute, and we finally got to where we, you know, can put the time into it.
Uh-huh.
You know, and,
well, that's something I look forward to.
Well, something.
Tony, Leisha, I don't know if y'all ever checked June Miller out. If y'all haven't, y'all need to check June out. The Game Has No Loyalty, he just dropped the last part.
Yeah, 1, 2, and 3.
1, 2, 3, and 4. 1, 2, 3, and 4. Hot series. He ain't dragging you along trying to just keep things going with buy this again. He ain't doing, you know what I mean? Like, he's really good at what he does, man. He's a very, very good guy. Very
he
good
got,
dude.
He got 1, 2, 3 in a box set, too, Aaron. He got 1, 2, and 3 in a
box
set.
Oh, he got the box set out right now? See, y'all got to get
one,
up
two,
on
and
these
three.
Box sets. These box sets.
I'm on Amazon right now. One clicking.
Yeah, man. Them box sets is what it is. People coming up with the specials.
Right. I mean, you got to give them a deal, you know what I'm saying? But, again, I can't sell my joint for 99 cents because, you know, my car notes and rents don't require that, you know, so I got to sell my stuff for, you know, for a little bit more than that. But
I could dig it. And you earned it anyway. Like, you know, you definitely earned it. You built your fan base over time and just did what you had to do and stayed on your game, kept your game face on. And, you know, you good. You supposed, anything, like I said, anything you get and you supposed to have and you deserve it.
For sure, man. I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so, well, I would like to collab with a female author, too, you know. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know this fabulous female author.
Y'all hear that?
Who happens
y'all
to be
hear
online?
That, female authors? He put it out there, so if y'all
pin. I think he's the best in the game.
Oh, shoot.
Okay.
I do all right. You know, I stumble across a good story every now and then. Story every now and then, you know.
Can I get a co-sign, Leisha?
No, but
right.
That's cool. Right,
I'm the one
that
said
that
they should
stumbling.
Do some business, you know.
That's all. Your 4.9 rating, you ain't stumbling. I
stumble across a good write every now and then, you know. I try to do the best that I can with what I have, you know what I'm saying? I know I'm not the best, but, I'm blessed. You know, I'm blessed. I'm blessed to have good people that came before me that paved the way. You know, they took the brunt of the industry. You know, you got your Wahida Clarks and your Treasure Blues. You got Aaron Cash. You know, you got people like Styles. And they took the brunt, you know, of the industry. You know, they did it when one-clicking wasn't popular, when you had to actually
beat
them streets. And you had to go out there and almost knock on doors, you know, selling books. You know, they did it when it wasn't popular. to say I have this on. Yes, you had to pop your trunk. There wasn't no kangaroo and all of that.
Right.
You know, Nook, you had, they made those lists and they earned their bones on sweat and blood and tears, you know, and those are the backs that we stand on when we stand up here on Facebook and say, yeah, I'm a best-selling author and so forth and so on. But you have people who was out there almost darn near putting the ink on the paper, literally, and gluing the books together just to get them in somebody's hands.
For real.
You know, and I think that, you know, we have to not forget, never forget, even if you knew coming in the game, that you have to respect the road that was traveled before you got on it. You know, it was a whole forest full of trees, and then you had people that came before us and knocked those trees down and made a path. So now it's easy for you to put things up. It's easy for you to get the readers. Before, it was very, very, very hard. So, you know, we have a wonderful tool in our hand, and we have people that are great that came before us and made it possible so that we could even say that we're an author, you know. So I'm just happy to be a part of it. I'm just a small little ripple, you know. I'm making my small little waves. They done tidal waves industry, and I'm just hoping I make a little bit of noise and people, you know, like what I do for them. You know what I'm saying?
They love what you do, Nene. We got another caller in the queue too. 504. I'm bringing you in. Good evening. Who are we speaking with?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey,
you are
how
live.
Are you?
It's Lanika.
Hello. Welcome to the clubhouse.
Oh, this is Lanika. What's going on?
I'm
going to tell you, we got a direct line to CPS on this joint. I'm telling you.
Hey, Lanika.
Hey,
Lanika, how you doing?
How you doing?
Ah! Who all on this line?
Lanika? Who you going to speak to, Precious?
Hello?
Yes. Who would you like to
talk to? I don't even know who on the line. Somebody just texted me the number. I just got on.
It's got Alicia, you got Tony, you got Nene, you got Aaron, you got Sharice, Jadon.
Oh, okay.
Everybody kicking
it
in the clubhouse today.
Everybody here.
Hey.
Come on in.
Aaron, when your book come out, the one you just signed with G Street?
Tentatively, we're going to say March. That's a tentative, you know, date right now.
Okay.
But I'm definitely, you know, hoping for March, hopefully. But I got another surprise before then. But don't even worry about it. You're going to see it. But have you read the Thai series yet? Have you read any of the series?
Mm. But you know, Kay's going to beat you, so.
What?
Listen,
Cash is over there shook, but I'm telling you right now, I'm not even going to do that because Cash is not on the line. I'm not doing that. You're not going to bait. You tried to bait. You almost had me, too. You almost had me. Nope, I'm not doing that. You're right. Cash is going to kill me.
What she say? Cash will kill
me? Yeah.
Uh-huh. So what they have is they have a competition, and the name of the book is To My Castle Bride. So, Aaron Bebo is writing one, and then Cash, the street author, he's writing one. And so it's like a big competition. Kind of like sports.
Okay.
You know, it's healthy competition, but, you got your team Cash and your team Bebo, and everybody got their side.
Same title. Two different stories.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's hot.
It's going to drop.
That's hot.
Yeah.
That's hot. It'll bring out the best in both of y'all.
Yeah, definitely. You got to have, you know, when you get that's that pressure writing, when you really got to be seeing who you really are, who you think you are.
Man, I'm feeling that, man. Like, you know, that's something different. You know, people ain't doing, you know, different stuff nowadays. They're doing the same thing, so that's different.
We're all looking forward to something refreshing in the industry. It's a lot of different author beasts and things going on that we have heard about, and we wanted to put one into place that would be a positive You know, they come and talk smack to each other. They got Team Cash. They got Team Aaron. Everybody is talking job. I guess they the two men caught between a whole bunch of women. So they they got
It's all friendly.
Yeah,
it's all friendly. And
it's going to be business.
Yeah, and you know, it's two strong writers. The writing going to be on point. It's not going to be nothing where you just, you know, it's going to be good for literature all the way around. And we're just trying to keep it positive and keep the spirit of literature alive, because when people cannot read, they walk out into the world in the dark, and that's important.
That's true. That's true.
Wait a minute, go ahead. You have not just the Tice series, but you have Open Late. You have a, an abundance of other books. Have you ever thought about putting those books into a gift pack as well, or a gift set?
Yeah, I have. I'm going to wrap up Open Late with episode 3, and then I'm going to just combine that into one book, you know, like all 3 episodes into just one book when everything is done. And I'm wrap up the Bad Girls with just 2 in that series. So the first one's out, and I'm going to do the second one. But I had to reach a certain level of sales when it came to Bad Girls. You know, and I've reached that, so now it's time to put out part 2.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I can't wait, because I read that one, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you do like Disco? Her character is pretty fun to write to me.
I made a little episode, too, so... I'm enjoying it.
That's
Are you
awesome.
In the middle of Open Late?
Yes, episode 2.
Okay, yeah. That's a crazy, erotic, urban, it's like a lot going on in that book.
Lanika, you still on the line with us?
I was about to ask her. Lanika?
Yeah, y'all was just talking.
Okay, what you need, Precious? Go ahead, Lanika. Go ahead.
She got the killer accent. She got
that's that New Orleans. That's that New Orleans heat. What's going on, Lanika? Drop some of that heat on us right quick.
Your book still coming out February 4th?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I will be G-Street Trapping on February
4th
with Tainted Lies, Fear, and Death.
It's going to be paperback, too?
It's going to be paperback, and it's going to be Kindle. You'll be able to one-click it on February 4th, and then the paperback will come out on the 27th of February.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right now.
Yeah, and I got surprises in there. You're going to need that for something, because when Track 4 hit, it's some surprises and Tainted that you will definitely need to have so that you can be right on point when we drop part 4 to the Pussy Trap.
I need to do it for the Valentine's Day. Oh, you got pushback.
Who has a Valentine's book?
I do.
No, I'm not dropping trap on Valentine's. Yeah, I'm not dropping trap on Valentine's Day. I'm pushing it back because I want it to be right, because I'm wrapping the series up, and I want to make sure that I cover everything and that I give you the best of K-San and Coco on their way out the building.
Unfortunately. We're gonna be
That's
all
right. I got other hot stuff for you. I'm dropping diamonds, pumps, and glocks on G Street, and I got some other hot coming before this year wraps up. So I got stuff for y'all.
It's about to be a crazy year. Everybody lace your boots up. We got another caller, though. I'm about to bring this caller in.
Thank you, Lanika.
Appreciate you. Thanks for sharing your time.
Whatever, Vivo.
Oh, man.
You can't win with the teacher.
For real. 615, good evening. How are you?
Evening.
You are live.
Hi, this is Kenya.
Kenya,
this
how
is
are
Kenya?
You?
Hi, it's Kenya.
Fine.
Hey,
hello.
How you doing this evening?
I'm doing just fine. How are you, Bebo?
I'm well. Better
well,
now that
good.
We have your support.
Always.
Thank you.
Hello,
welcome,
Miss Nene.
Hey, Precious, how are you?
I'm doing just fine.
Welcome.
I just had a real quick question.
Sure.
For Sharif.
Very good.
He has you have to excuse my little twine, okay? But
oh, no problem, no problem.
I know my little accent doesn't pronounce your name correctly, but, you know.
Oh, no problem, man. Man, you wouldn't believe, but I get all kinds of stuff with that last name, Jowden, Judon. Go ahead now.
Well, I'm not even going to tell you what I called it, but that's good. But anyway, I just wanted to ask, what took you so long to make a gift set?
You know, I had thought about, you know what, I was thinking about making a gift set, but I wanted to make it a complete one just to kind of really give people like a real, like the whole series. So I wanted to kind of wait till I wrote like five or at least five. You know, that way I can give you like, you know, make it your money's worth. You know what I mean? So I wanted to give you like books 1 through 6 and put code of conduct right in the middle. So I wouldn't lose nobody. So I was kind of waiting for just write 6. And they gave you like 6 books. Bam.
Okay, well, you know you made me mad, right?
Why so?
I was very upset behind that.
Why?
Because are you Team Angie?
Huh?
Are you Team Angie? Are you Team Dallas?
Don't start. Do not start. I'm trying to be good.
I want to know. Are you Team Angie?
Right. Everybody want to know. Who you rocking
team
with?
Team Dallas Mitchell.
I'm going to put it like this. And why y'all start trouble? Every time I call Aaron.
Go ahead, Kenya. We won't consider it trouble.
Yeah, right.
We won't tell nobody.
Uh-huh, sure you won't. I'm going to go with Angie. Team Angie.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Because that
now,
Dallas,
now why?
You know, I don't hate her. Let me say this. I don't hate her. She just all the pouting and whining and that just got on my nerves. So I'm sorry.
And she's so undercover and sneaky.
Yeah.
She undercover and sneaky.
Yeah. And the book, because I started a long time ago. I mean, this is one of my favorite series. And
okay.
When I first read it.
I appreciate that.
And when I first read it, and you know how you introduced Dallas when she met Tyke. I mean, I totally understand, you know,
mm-hmm.
what made them fall in love with Tyke. I totally understand that. I really do.
Right.
But
okay.
At the same time, I'm just like, who does this? I mean, I have problems sharing popcorn, let alone a man, you know? And I'm just like, there's not that much love in the world. Like, hello? Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
let me ask you this, like, was it far-fetched to see how they could actually, like, really fall in love with him at the exact same time? Like, was that far-fetched, or could you kind of see, like, oh, you know what, I can kind of see, like, how they actually fell into that?
I totally seen it, and that's what the hell is scary about it. I totally seen it. I mean, I was like, because, you know, your book is like, you know, where I'm just in there and I'm really Ange, you know, that's me. So I'm just like,
okay.
You know, I can see how it happened. And I mean, that's what's so scary about it. And that's why I'm saying, you know, to have 2 women and 1 man and all this love in this one house, you know,
mm-hmm.
but you can actually see how it came about. You know, and
well, that means I did my
it.
Job and gave it to you smooth. So, I mean,
did your job.
Well, thank you very much.
Definitely did that. But I just wanted to call in and say hello to everyone.
Hello.
Yes, hello to you. And we
appreciate you calling in.
Nothing about Team Ange tomorrow or anything like that, because I'm just going to deny it. Okay?
Oh, you're going
to
deny it.
Yes.
Appreciate you. Sharing your time with us and calling in. And you are the lucky one, because you are our last caller. Because this is the time where we're going to allow Sharif to wrap up, let everybody know where they could, you know, reach him at, where they could get his books, you know, and all that other good stuff.
Well, I'm definitely happy about that. Because in all seriousness, I want to say I'm waiting on Dallas, okay? I just cannot
okay.
wait.
I got you.
Okay.
March 1. She's going to be there.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm putting it on
yes,
my calendar,
ma'am.
Okay?
Yes,
all right.
Ma'am. But
Kenya?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, this is Tony. We do appreciate you calling in and saying what team you're on.
Uh-huh. Sure, Tony.
Yes, we definitely appreciate you.
Don't worry. If they throw stones at you, Kenya, I'll come stand in front of you because you don't deserve it.
I'm Team Andy. Ain't no throwing stones. I'm Team Andy all day.
Right.
And please continue to support the show because we're going to have a lot of good things going on over here.
Yes. Absolutely.
All right.
You're on the book.
Thank
all
you.
Right. I have a good one.
Yes. Good night.
Yes, you too.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye.
Thank you now. So this
okay,
this show's every Wednesday?
Yes. And
okay.
Sunday as well.
Okay.
I got one question for you before you get into, you know, where you want to let the people know where to contact you and all that.
Okay.
How often do you get out and do book signings, and how and do you have anything going on this year where people can see you?
Man, that's the disadvantage of living in middle America. Like, I'm, you know, for those that don't know, I live in Denver, Colorado.
Mm.
And so like the urban, you know, market out here is, you know, slim to none. It's like a 3.5% black population, you know, not just, I mean, it's real crazy. So I don't really get out to do book signs. If I was to do, like, live on the East Coast and somewhere near there, even like down south, you know, it could be a lot more activity. But I do plan to come to the Harlem Book Fair this year for the first time, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
I actually
That's
lived
awesome.
Out in Denver.
So you know what I'm talking about then?
Yeah, it's definitely it's definitely densely populated with black people.
It's not.
But what's the little joint right next to it though?
The little
town right next to it. It begins with like a C.
Colorado Springs?
Colorado Springs.
Yeah.
Colorado Springs is a little bit different. You could probably get some bread out there, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a little bit of money in Denver, up and down Colfax. You just got to be getting out there. Like, you got to be going out there greeting the people. You see, I know the spots. I know where to go. I'm a globetrotter.
Right.
Yeah, I don't be
right.
playing. I'm a globetrotter. I'll be, yeah.
Well,
yeah,
that's
but
good
I used
to
be
know
out there.
That he don't get out much. So if we have any book club who are listening, and I know the SOE Book Club, they are awesome. They get readers and authors together. So if you have any book clubs who are listening to this show this evening and you guys love the Tice series, please hit Sharif up and see how we can, you know, make some things happen. I know I'm going to be in Texas with the SOE sisters. They are awesome. You know, they love the authors. They show us a lot of support. So they're one club that will get authors to readers. So if it's any book clubs that are listening, you know, or need to get some authors, you know, out there, Sharif is open, and he wants to meet his readers. So, yes, if you guys are listening tonight, you know, hit him up, hit that inbox, let him know how we can make it happen because, you know, the readers want to meet him, you know, and they want to see the guy behind Tice.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yes.
I'm open. We can Skype. We can do all of that. We can Skype, plane ticket, whatever you want to do.
Yeah,
yes, that's awesome.
You ever looked into like St. Louis, like out around Missouri? Because believe it or not, it's some book money out there.
Yeah. It's a few book clubs out there too.
Yeah, yep. It's some book money out there. Like you gotta be reaching out. And that's not too far. That's what I'm saying. You can get there. I mean, and Kansas, and you right there by Chicago. Yo, you right by all
not really.
Man, Chicago's not that far.
Not really. It's up there a little bit though. I mean,
Aaron gonna give you some gas money, Sharif, because he's right.
It ain't right by Denver, but it is right by Denver. You could be in Chicago in probably like 6 to 7 hours.
Nah.
What?
No. It'll take you like 12 hours just to get to St. Charles, Missouri from here. Maybe 11.
Wow.
Yeah.
Chicago's still not far. All that's the Midwest. You out there in the Midwest. It's right there. You know that money's in Chicago too. You gotta get out. I know a couple of people too. I'm gonna try to plug you in with some people I know out there. So you can look around.
Yeah.
There we go. We done pulled Sharif into the family. So we getting ready to do some promotion things for him.
Get him to the readers.
Get
that meet and greet. Yep. That's what they'll come out.
That's what Writing Royalty is about, bringing the readers and the writers together. That's what it's about.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think.
Now, Sharif, I know you in Colorado and you in Denver, so I'm sure you for the Broncos for the Super Bowl.
Of course, man. I'm just mad they had it in a cold place. Not that New Jersey is. I'm not knocking Jersey weather right now. I'm knocking Jersey's temperature right there. The forecast this week is going to be like about probably like in the 40s and 50s.
Denver is crazy. It'll be like. You might come outside, be like 70 degrees today. You come outside tomorrow, snowing. It's snowing, I'm talking about, you better bundle up.
Matter of fact.
I'm just saying, you
can go in the grocery store and you come back out and it's snowing.
The weather's nuts out there.
in Denver, if you don't like the weather in Denver, then stick around because it'll change.
That's funny. But you have me in Jersey and you have Tony in New York. So, you know, I was going to look for your Broncos, but I don't know.
We're not having that.
Definitely want to let the people know where they could get your books. All your books, where they could link up with you at, where they could, you know, see more about what you're going to be doing and what you got coming.
Yeah.
Okay. You can always find my books on Amazon like everybody else's books. Kindle, I got paperback, so Amazon, search that in the menu, and I'll pop up recently today that box set just dropped, so you get 1 through 6 of the Tide series. That's out today. Matter of fact, got Dallas coming out March 1st. If you ever want to email me, it's Sharif, J-A-U, at live.com. SHARIF@live.com for all booking information. I'll come out and meet you. We can do the Skype thing. You want to just talk about books in general, get some advice, whatever. I'll do what I can do. You know when I can do it, so. And I'm always on Facebook. Everybody know that.
That's what's up. And you want to leave anybody? Yes, definitely. Thank you for coming out and joining us, and we appreciate your time. And do you have any parting words you want to say to anybody, readers, authors? You know, any parting words?
Man, just you know. To the readers, you know, I love the way y'all come out and support, you know, not just me, but everybody in this whole industry. Y'all making it real relevant, you know, so continue to do that, and I appreciate y'all. You know, again, you know, my life wouldn't be on without y'all, so I owe y'all a whole lot of thanks, you know. And anybody trying to write, You know, I say write what you know. You know, close your eyes and swing. You know what I mean? You know, you might hit Dr. Park. You know, you never know. So, to the whole genre out there, just my personal opinion, this 99-cent craze is bringing down the industry. Y'all need to worry about that price point. That's all I'm saying. Like, for real. Like, let's get the industry together as far as that 99-cent craze. Yeah. I think we can have a little less 99-cent bucks, but that's just me. That's just me.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for coming out. We do all wish you continued success. Can't wait for Dallas. That comes out March 1st. I have my one click going, and as well as Type 7.
Yes.
I'll be waiting.
That's coming too.
And definitely
all
much
you
success.
Fans. Yes.
And please share the link so that people can listen to the archives so they can know about you as well as us.
For sure.
We appreciate you.
All right. Nene, Leisha, Tony, Aaron, Bebo, 4.9 rating. You know, hey, thanks for having me.
Thanks
yes,
for coming
for sure.
out. And hit us anytime. Hit us anytime.
Yes,
you need anything, hit my inbox, you know, anytime. You got Leisha's personal number now, so if you don't get to me, to let her know, you can get to me any kind of way. We can help you. Let us know. We are definitely willing to do so.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm going to definitely get at you about them people I know about out there. And,
yes, sir.
And
you never
at
have
in
too
Midwest.
Many friends. You never have too many friends in this business. No such thing.
That's right.
And Sharice, this is Tony again. I just like to say once again, it's been an honor having you as our debut guest. You set the tone for the authors to follow. So
be on time. Be on time.
Time is not early. But again, I want to say thank you, and it's been a pleasure speaking with you this evening.
Oh, no, the pleasure is mine. Hey, y'all have a good evening. You
yes,
know, and go Broncos. Go Broncos.
Yeah, I'm with the Broncos,
the
too.
Yeah, Floyd Mayweather put $10.4 million on the Broncos. Follow his lead.
Oh, well, then they're going to win. We already know they're going to win.
He's a gambling guru.
He owns
sports,
so they're going to win.
Okay, I'm still for your Broncos here in New York.
Yes, thanks for coming out.
Man.
Enjoy the rest
I'm a Niners fan.
Right,
I'm
well,
just, you
yes,
know,
all
I'm
day.
I'm Niners all
Niners.
Day.
Oh,
Niners
man,
Nation.
Niners.
All day.
You might want to say something.
I'm Niners Nation all day.
Therapy session.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
I'm only watching the Super Bowl because my husband want to watch it. Other than that, I wouldn't watch it.
I might be skipping it right along with you.
Right.
Yeah, but,
yes.
All right. Have a good evening, Sharif, and write well, and we look forward to seeing you on the pages.
Yes, indeed. I'll be around.
All right.
Yes, Sharif. Stay blessed, brother.
No
have
problem.
A great
I'll
night.
See y'all at the, I'll see you and Aaron at the top.
Yes.
You'll be standing
sure.
there, so just hold the door open for us.
Yeah, let's hold it open.
It's always room at the top, and I expect to see Aaron and Nene there.
Yes, we all going to sit down together and plus take over.
Casket drop, pussy trapping, all of that. What's up?
For real.
Get Tice out there so he can show us what it is. Dallas and Angie, get them all over there so they can show us what it is.
Right. It's always room at the top. It's crowded at the bottom.
Yes.
Always room at the top. All right, y'all.
All right.
Have
thank
a good
you.
One. And much
you
success
too.
To everybody.
Yes.
Thank
you.
All right.
Brother.
All right.
Have a good evening.
Yep.
Okay, so.
All right, Lisa.
Oh, wow.
Take
that
Rusty
crew.
That was awesome.
Yeah, that was awesome. I definitely enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. All the callers that called in, all the bosses that are listening, you know, thank you. That was
yes,
awesome.
We still see, we appreciate all the listeners. I see all y'all out there that's still listening. We appreciate y'all time. And please continue to tune in. We got great things going on. We got some real big surprises coming.
Mm-hmm.
So please be watching when we promoting the links. Like, we got some surprise. When we say surprise, like, we're not talking about, yo, this is a surprise. Like, this was the person that already, y'all already knew was going to probably be the surprise. This is the birthday cake getting reeled in, and you got your plate, and then voila, magic, the stripper comes out. Like, that type of surprise. Like, we got some surprises for y'all.
Oh, Lord. Aaron is crazy. We're going to do the best
I'm
we can.
I'm keeping it true.
We're going to do the best we can.
So yep, we appreciate all the callers that called in and
yes,
those that
definitely.
Just listened on. We really appreciate the support.
Yes, we definitely appreciate everybody. Yes.
Well, Lisa, take us
home.
Let us know what's going on.
Yes, well, thank you for coming out. Thank you for supporting Writing Royalty on Blog Talk Radio. We are on Facebook. We have On the Back Author Fridays every Friday, so check us out on Facebook this Friday. And we will have Raven Sky will be in the clubhouse on the Facebook page this Friday for Honor Thy Author. On our next Blog Talk, which will be the 5th, we will have Mac Mama in the house. I'm super excited for her coming, too.
Mm-hmm.
Our topic for that
people.
Day is going to be, yes, our topic will be, is monogamy reality or fiction?
Monogamy
reality or fiction? I'm super excited. She is she is awesome. She is awesome. So I'm excited about that. I want to thank everybody that called me.
That's going to be hot, but
like
that is not our surprise.
No, that's not our surprise.
Don't even worry about that.
That's our bomb right there. That's going to drop a bomb because Mac Mama do not hold any punches. She's going to come on here. She's going to tell you exactly how it is. She's going to tell you exactly how she feel. And she's going to set a whole other tone for the show. And I'm honored because I sat before her for an interview. I was so nervous. And now she's going to be coming on the show. And I'm just honored that that the authors are showing up and showing their support. And they're willing to come and share with the readers, you know, themselves and their work. So it's going to be a phenomenal show. I can't wait.
And I'd like to add my thanks for everyone joining. But before we go, I just want to remind everyone that Nene Capri has a new book coming out on Tuesday, February 4th, Tainted Lies, Fear, and Death. She's bringing the heat to a whole new cast of characters. And make sure you get that because you're going to want to have it in your library. Once again, thanks everyone for joining. And I'm going to kick it over to Bebo or Alicia to close us out. Thanks again.
Alicia. Say goodbye to the folks.
You ready? Goodbye, everybody. Thank y'all for calling in. Have a wonderful evening.
Yes.
Bye.